use in this convention. So one should not be reading the definition of SIEM and through this understand this new agreement. So I just suggest that if it has been agreed to use the term subsequent carrier, we know what we refer to because we have a definition of the subsequent carrier. So the terms that are defined are for understanding this very agreement and not other agreements. Thank you.